We are Spark.
So it's very exciting, guys. I've got one of the biggest bands of the moment with me. Hello, the Vamps.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Are you doing all right?
Great, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. So we've got James, we've got Connor. We've got Jonna. I've renamed you. It's going well.
That's
and we've got we've got Tristan as well. But Bradley, he's not very well.
Oh no, he's ill.
Oh no. Oh no. Is he doing all right though? He's not. He's not too bad.
Yeah, he's all right.
He'll
be back alive as of Sunday.
Wonderful. So did he like do a Kelly Rowland on X Factor phoning in sick voice?
No, he was genuinely ill.
All right, okay, yeah. So he is genuinely... Okay, I believe you. Right, so thank you very much for taking time out of such a busy schedule, because you guys are canny busy now. You've had an amazing 2013. 2014, is it set to be even more awesome?
I think that we were very lucky last year that our fans sort of rallied together to kind of give us the success of our first single, but I think that this year, for us, is going to hopefully provide us with an opportunity to meet as many of these fans as we can. So we're hoping to be releasing more music, touring, and visiting other countries. So it's a busy year for us.
So what are the plans then? You're going to be writing new material, you're going to be releasing stuff, you're going to be gigging around as well. You're going to be up here for North East Live playing stadiums. How amazing is that?
It goes over our heads, because stadiums is just ridiculous, you know. So I mean, we're so lucky to be playing these shows, and everything else we got going on, we just appreciate so much. But it's all good.
The album's finished, so we won't be writing. Actually, the album is finished, but it's a lie to say that we won't be writing, because we're straight onto the second album already. So yeah, there'll hopefully be a lot of writing. It's going to be busy, but we're very much looking forward to starting to do our shows again. So
when you first started out with the Vamps, and when it all kind of started coming about, did you ever think you would be playing stadium shows?
I don't think so. I mean, it's obviously it's a dream. We were all in different bands, and we played relatively well small shows, really, like pubs and clubs. So to have the opportunity to play stadiums, that it's ridiculous. And I think summer just gone, it really kind of hit home that we're now sharing the stage with people that we are massive fans of. So yeah, it's incredible.
That's brilliant. So you must get asked this, sorry, in every single interview you ever do, but the name The Vamps, right, is it a reference to the music term, like a vamp bar, or is it just like vampires that can't be bothered to use the rest of the name?
Well, I think we don't associate it to a specific definition. However, there are a few definitions. I think one thing that we do like is like
putting it together.
It means like throwing together of things in some context. So I think that we like that, but I don't think we associate it with a specific definition.
I like Twilight.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, I like Twilight too. Something we've got in common. It's going well. So basically, I loved Can We Dance, right?
Thank
so the
you.
Question
yeah.
is...
Wild Heart's rubbish, but you like
Wild Heart, forget about Wild Heart. No, I'm joking.
Wild Heart, boys.
if you could ask that question, Can We Dance, to anyone historical or current, who would it be?
I probably wouldn't ask it to anyone that I like, because I can't dance.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I'd probably ask a dance instructor if we can dance to
Michael
teach
Jackson
them to
could
dance.
Teach me.
Yeah, Michael Jackson. That would be.
Michael Jackson, good answer. So now, in every single band, there seems to be one member who can do a pretty amazing X Factor Man impression, all right? In 1D, it's Niall. Now, I pride myself on my X Factor Man impression, okay? So what I want to do...
you try it first.
Okay, here we go, all right?
I'll
it's
try.
Time to face the music! How is that?
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Okay.
That was really good, actually.
On X Factor, we have James McVeigh, Connor Ball, and Brando Center.
is that a slightly drunk X Factor man?
Yeah.
That was pretty good. I've got producer Liam in the studio. Liam, who do you think there? Who deserved
Hello.
To win there?
Well, no offence, but definitely Johnny.
Johnny boy, I'll be
thanks,
right
Liam. See, I've got him well trained. Right, so we put out a call to your fans to unite, to get together and bring in their questions, and they really haven't failed us. So Paul wants to know, if you could release any record, past or present, what would it be and why? Now, he's put Y in capitals, so he really wants to know why.
Should we get around the table?
God, maybe like American Idiot by Green Day.
Yeah, that's a great album.
Or it is a great album.
Whatever you want to call it. That's amazing. I think if I could have written any song, it'd be like My Heart Will Go On. Because that song gets me every time.
Yeah,
it's a Titanic song, true.
We are Spark.